someone's having a better night than me, I guess. They're out ripping on a motorcycle.
Alright, community. The Order of Battle is a conversation between a few friends that love G.I. Joe, a bunch of other weird stuff. This time we're getting together to talk about Joe Fest. So this Labor Day, September 5th and 6th, in Augusta, Georgia, at the Augusta Convention Center and Marriott, we're getting the third Joe Fest. This was the Joe Fest we were supposed to have in June, but thanks, Rona, it's now in September. I know we're coming in a little late, but it would be villainous if we did not sit down with Ed at least once before Joe Fest. You all know Ed Schumacher from G.I. Joe Rec Room on Facebook, and now from two previous Joe Fests. Ed, thank you so much for joining us.
How are you guys tonight?
I'm having a great night. I've been looking forward to this conversation for quite some time.
Yeah, everything's good here in Georgia. It's just high humidity, high heat. It'll be different than it would be in June, no doubt, but they have lots of pools there, so we'll be okay.
I'm definitely looking forward to it. You've been in the collector game for a while, and I mentioned Rec Room, and when Rona was shutting everything down, you also started Virtual Joe Fest on Facebook. I don't know if Virtual Joe Fest made it to Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Snapchat, etc., but other than G.I. Joe, what else do you collect, man?
Get some Marvel Legends, mostly Transformers. Then I go to the other side of the spectrum and baseball cards. Kind of gets me away from the stress of trying to find that figure in a Walmart like everybody's trying to do right now. So
everybody is trying to find those in Walmart at the moment. And I've heard tell there's going to be some pretty awesome baseball cards in Nashville next week, but I know nothing about baseball cards, so I'll send you pictures or have Todd do it.
You guys have a great show up there. I'd like to come to it one time.
You talking about ICCC?
No, the baseball card show, from what I've seen pictures, it's huge. It gets a lot of guests and whatnot there, too. I think he does it twice a year, three times a year.
I am not familiar, but if you decide to make that show, let me know. We'll definitely carve out some time, hang, have you to the house. Rona dependent, I suppose.
And the White Castle.
Gross, Ed.
Interview is over.
Click. Does anybody else in your family, like your daughter, your wife, does anybody else collect or even enjoy G.I. Joe?
No, not G.I. Joe, no. My daughter is actually my oldest one. She's an artist. And she does collect some figures, but my youngest daughter is more into anime, is it manga, than video games, you know, different generation. No, not Joe's. I'm the only fanatic in the household.
So we won't see them running around filling bags at Joe Fest.
You know, it's interesting, though, they've taken to learning about it, and I thought that's pretty cool. Especially like today, my wife's out there running around the stores looking for the classified figures. She's starting to know the names. We've watched a couple of the original cartoons. I think they're starting to piece it together. You know, for us guys that have lived it, you know, for so many years, it's hard to catch up.
Sure. Just like anybody, if you want to come to the party, the door is open. You are welcome here.
Yeah, because even, I mean, I'm sure you two know more than I do. You know, I've never been the super collector type on knowing everything or, you know, it's like, you know, people know file cards and that's just never been my MO, you know?
Joel knows modern really well. I know vintage really well. You and I have talked about this with your collection, but Joel and I have been sniffing around 12 inch. Neither of us have put our toes in those waters, but I know you have.
Yeah, and it's kind of weird. It's more of a respect thing for me. It's a whole generation that did it before us, and I really don't want them to be forgotten, to be honest.
They are aging out. I mean, we are all aging up, but they are aging out faster than is comfortable to my mind.
You know, I've been really thinking about them as of late, though, how it pertains to our situation now. You know, and it's even different because we went from 3 3/4 to the 4-inch, and that was a change. It wasn't drastic, but it was a change. But the 4-inch to the 6-inch, to me, is almost liking it going from 12-inch to 3 3/4.
I think this one saving grace in that is the 6-inch is still using 3 3/4 names and storylines, whereas the 12-inch was completely abandoned until, what, issue 85 of the comic where they brought in Joel Colton, and then they retroactively renamed the first Joe Colton.
Yeah.
I was just looking at a ton of 12-inch, and I don't like all of it. I don't want all of it, but I do want a couple. Maybe part of it is the respect factor. Some of it is just, some of the stuff is really beautiful from a toy perspective. But I found that the stuff I want in the 12-inch is kind of akin to somebody showing up owning 0 3 3/4 Joes and going, ooh, I'd like a gold head. It's all the expensive stuff.
The trouble with the 12-inch is when you do buy it and you take it home, you want to take pictures, pose it, whatever you want to do. Man, they're really fragile because they're that much older.
Yeah. Yeah, they're twice the age.
Yeah, which I'm learning with the 3 3/4 now. I used to, you know, as of even 2 3 years ago, would take them out, display them. You don't dare put a gun in a hand now because you may never find that arm again.
I think you and I have talked about this offline a few times, and you talked about it last year with your second Joe Fest. What the hell made you want to go into debt to put on a show in the hopes that other people would cross the country to be there with you?
The thrill of the hunt. You know, it goes back to the old Joe Con. I went to the last one, and I went to one, the third from the last one I went to. So I went to 2 shows. That's all I went to. I'm kind of late into the scene, to be honest with you.
Okay.
The Joes were in the attic from when I was a kid. They've been in the attic ever since. Just one day decided my kids started growing up, and my wife says, what's in there? So we went through there, we went looking, and that was the whole thing, taking them out of the box again. It didn't stop. And, you know, the last JoeCon, it was all being taken away, the way I felt in my mind. You know, there's other shows, and they're great shows, but the JoeCon had something where everybody would meet in the middle of summer. There wasn't going to be that anymore. Especially for the 3 3/4 guys. So I mulled it over and we gave it a shot. It's been highly successful, to be honest. So who'd have thunk, right? I mean, without Hasbro involved on it, you know?
That's true. Hasbro's not involved with this. It's not any sort of official. It is Ed's. I missed the first year. Chad Bowers and I were talking at Heroes Con, and he mentioned it to me. And I don't know Chad, we're not friends, but we're both sporting the 63rd I Ching, which is how we end up chatting. And so it immediately went on my calendar for year two, and now it's just a natural part of my summer. Or it would have been, I guess. Thanks, Rona.
Yeah.
Really, your niche offering, or the purview of Joe Fest, is to fill that official large convention slot that was left open by the closing of JoeCon.
Yeah, to me, it was to fill the spot of the camaraderie, the friendships, you know, getting together with everybody. Like Joel was just saying, you know, you can go to any store, you can buy any toy line you want, you can get on eBay, but, you know, just looking for that toy with a guy that you know from Portland, and, you know, you only see once a year, and you get together and you remember that weekend the rest of the year, and you wish that weekend would come back again. That's what I wanted.
Excellent. So year one was pretty good that I was hearing. Like I heard it was very successful. And then year two, I was there. It was a blast. This year, you have a whole new location.
Yep.
And that means that the 4 rooms that you had last year are now 1 room, 2 rooms, 17 rooms.
One large floor space.
So what's that going to look like? What's the layout?
As you keep saying, Rona, it's going to dictate a lot of that. Convention Center made the floor plan. I had a floor plan. And then, of course, we had to change everything. We doubled our size thanks to the Convention Center. We didn't add any vendors in order to social distance. We did one-way aisles at the state request, to 6-foot partitions between each vendor space. So it's basically the size of like a small Walmart is what it is. It's that huge.
That's incredible.
It's not rooms anymore. There's a lot of ventilation spaces. It's, you would almost liken it to be about the size of maybe 2-3 gymnasiums is really what it is. And then there'll be an upstairs that's overlooking the sales floor with glass windows where we'll have the panels and a second floor of vendor space too.
Okay.
I went to 2 Joe Cons, and I want to say that my last year's show was probably about the size, maybe the last Joe Con. Jason, you were there in Chattanooga. Maybe it was a little bit smaller mine last year, but it wasn't too far off, I wouldn't think.
It wasn't too far off. It was just broken up in a different way.
Yeah, yeah. But this year, it's good to be just like the Chattanooga Convention Center, but we've got the whole convention center. Imagine that.
That's going to be great.
It's all full of vendors. There'll be no spots.
That's incredible. And from a vendor perspective, you know, having the vendors spread out a little bit, you know, maybe that's a hassle, but it seems like that would be good for vendors because now you don't have someone standing in front of your booth looking at somebody else's things. Like people get to come in and focus on what you are offering.
If this goes really well, I've already given it thought for next year. I'll just stay with the same size.
And if it grows, then you have room to grow, I guess.
Yeah.
Speaking of the upstairs with the panels and things like that, last year you had a customs class. I'm assuming that's happening again this year.
Well, we have 2 this year.
2 custom classes. Okay, hit me.
We have the daytime one, you know, which is the same one that we've had from JoeCon. It's moved over. But then now on Friday night, for the first time ever, is the Marauder Mayhem, which is a custom class done by Marauder Gunrunners, Marauder Task Force. They put up 50 seats for sale. I think they sold out in under like 5 minutes.
I grabbed one, so I will be in attendance to the Marauder Friday. I just sent them back my response email. I have an add-on just to actually talk about how smooth that went. So they offered the price of the ticket, get you the meal, the exclusives, the figure, a t-shirt, something else. My wife is traveling with me. I thought I had to make the decision of, do I got to drop 2 tickets on this, or she can hang in the room? We have a really good friend that lives in Augusta. Like, they can hang out. But they offered an option for $20. You just throw on another dinner, and you can bring, like, a co-pilot with you. I didn't have to drop, you know, because she doesn't care necessarily about getting the exclusive figure. She just wants me to have it. That, having that option, it was amazing. And in all honesty, it freed up another $80 for me to spend on the sales floor because I didn't have to spend that additional $80 on the ticket. I'm beyond excited. I mean, I'm a big Marauders guy anyways, but I can't even describe how excited I am for that Friday night.
We were excited. You know, they came to us about it, and I can't thank them enough for the partnership on that. I mean, it's I think it's going to be huge. I think the demand will only grow for it, to be honest with you. From what he tells me, they're bringing in experts from around the country that's going to basically give tutorials on how to create your own figure and whatnot. So
that's incredible.
It's a rare opportunity, you know. So he's excited about doing it. We're really excited about having him. On Friday, it's something different than, you know, what was done before. It's all day for custom people. So
that's going to be incredible.
It is. I've said this about Marauder since a few years ago when I broke down and started buying their stuff. Anybody who likes to fiddle with toys, whether you're a modern guy or a vintage guy, like once you get this stuff in your hands and you can truly see everything that you can do with it, it's just incredible.
for what they just did with the geared up figures.
Yeah, I love that.
They kept us every Saturday night. Every Saturday night, just having something to look forward to. And I don't know if they, you know, if they made money, if they cut even, or if they lost anything. What they did for me personally, I can tell you, is they gave me hope. Can't thank them enough. They're good people.
I think I got 5 or 6 of these, the geared up figures throughout this, throughout the past couple months. And there was a few that I missed that I didn't know until, like, a buddy of mine sent me a screenshot from Facebook. And then I went to the website and they were sold out. So I was like, I'll catch them the next time, you know. But
I had them all until the last week. And then the last week it hit caught on like wildfire. And, you know, you couldn't get one. It was just too popular at that point, you know. They do good stuff. They really do. I can't say enough about the figures. The figures are, to me, they're superior than some other name brands. Divert here a little bit. You were saying about your wife coming. Some heads up. Across the street from the hotel, they have, there's a, like a bakery slash salad shop that's going to be open. Then next to it's a fish place, fish slash everything there. But on the other side of the convention center is, on the upstairs is an art gallery. And on Sundays, they're free. The place is amazing. There's some stuff to do that's, you know, especially during the COVID time here. You know, it's a little sparse, you know, in any city, but that should be good to go there. We're 2 blocks from downtown, which has got shopping and all that there, too. So family members can come, treat it as a little vacation.
We're driving down. We're going to try to, COVID permitting, we're going to try to plan one stop on the way down, one stop on the way back to break it up. We're looking forward to it. And like I said, you know, I have a really good friend who lives in Augusta. So it's like, it's really a win-win for me that you happen to be the guy who's decided to step up and organize the Big Joe show in a city where, like, one of my best friends lives. You know, it's just like, it's just perfect.
You don't know how many people stop me, especially here locally. They're like, I can't believe you're doing that here. I don't think it needs to be in the biggest city because we all come together for the weekend. Not a lot of people leaving the premises to enjoy the city. They're really staying there to enjoy each other. So I don't really think it needs to be in, per se, you know, Orlando, you know, Manhattan, you know, stuff like that, because you're coming for the Joes, you're coming for the camaraderie, as long as you got the space for it.
I like it. I said this when we talked to you before. I like that it's in a smaller city. I like that. Even if you want to just get on, like, the more boring side of it, like, Augusta, Georgia is cheaper than Atlanta, Georgia by a lot, you know, in terms of, like, staying there or eating there, or it's, most people don't really, I'm like, I'm not going to Joe Fest to explore the nightlife of Augusta, Georgia. I'm going to Joe Fest to hang out with my Joe family.
Yeah, the facilities, I you know, I've checked out other cities. I mean, they're more affordable here. And then I can pass that along on ticket prices and, you know, vendor spots. I can keep the cost down, which helps everybody in the long run. You know, you wish there was a bigger airport around. I get that. It seems like everything else outweighs that one. Everything's got its good and bad. So
you and Joel sort of got into where one of the places I wanted to go, and that was events around the show. So it doesn't sound like you're planning any sort of excursions or pre-planned events, but you have noted the restaurants and things that are near the convention. So it sounds like, you know, if somebody does want to get away for a little while, we've all been isolated for 6+ months. Maybe this crowd is providing a little bit of anxiety. You need to get away. There are things nearby to do, and Augusta is a fairly affordable spot to do it in.
Like I said, 2 blocks away to downtown. You know, COVID this year is limiting everything, of course.
Of course.
There are restaurants open. In fact, they reopened again this week. And several of them, you know, are close enough for takeout, too. So there's a pizza place. There's a place called Nacho Mama's. They have, like, hamburgers. You can there's food around.
And hopefully those DoorDash and Uber Eat drivers will get a bit of a bump from our crowd as well.
Augusta's famous for the Masters. So far, there's been no Masters this year. So the city's really welcomed us with open arms. They're really looking forward to it. So they're taking every precaution necessary, too. But we think we can have a successful con. We really do.
I think you can, too. And I'm looking forward to it a lot. Jumping back into that, because I'm really excited for it. And aside from the custom classes, you guys are also doing a number of, I'm not sure when convention exclusives became this huge in the Joe community, but convention exclusives done well are hugely sought after. Do you want to talk at all about your convention exclusives, or are you keeping a lid on things until people show up?
We generally release pictures about 2 weeks beforehand.
Okay.
To build excitement. We had a number of figures that were already purchased this year with the VIP packages, but we will have more. We have vehicles that are in production. So yeah, we'll have plenty of goodies. I would say in about 2 weeks, about the middle of August, you'll start seeing the images dropping.
I'm extremely excited to see what's coming out on the modern side. I'm looking forward to hopefully snagging some.
Speaking of snagging some, the only one that I've seen so far, and I assume we can talk about it because it's all over Instagram, Dio Displays is putting together that tool chest for a nice Dreadnought garage or a nice Clutch and CoverGirl garage.
Yeah. I think Joel said it before correctly. It said first 125 people online.
Okay.
He's going to give one out to each person. Can't thank them enough for taking the time. And of course, it cost them money to do it. They really wanted to do it and really appreciate it. But they're making some great, you know, things to accessorize whatever displays you have for your vehicles and your figures.
It's incredible looking on Instagram. And I think you can see his stuff or their stuff at Dio_display.
Yeah, it was a toolbox, I believe. Was there something else too?
I think some tools.
I think there's like a socket set. I think there's like an Allen wrench set. I mean, it's like, it looks amazing, you know, in those little print offs. And I have to remind myself that, like, these are for 4-inch figures, you know what I mean? Like, these are small, and they got some good detail.
And since I probably will be setting up with Destro's Toy Den instead of being in line, I'm looking forward to, he mentioned that at some point after Joe Fest, there may be some for sale. And so I'm hoping that comes true. Aside from the exclusives that you're not sharing with us, but we will be able to see in a couple weeks, and this Dio Display one that I just mentioned, you know, are there any other vendors that are planning their own exclusives? Because I know a couple do that.
I know Roma usually does one, but I haven't discussed it with them yet. We do have one, Screamin' Amen Customs. He's coming down from Wisconsin. He's got some exclusive carded figures and a surprise coming. Should be able to announce here real soon. Back to the events. Friday night, along with the Marauders night, gonna do like we did last year, which is the trading night.
I love it.
When you come out of the Marauders thing, I'm sure that's gonna be really pumping then. And then on Saturday night, we have gaming night with trivia. Something that people enjoyed at the last JoeCon. The gaming night was for VIP ticket holders, but we've added in trivia to it. So, but again, with COVID, we're gonna have to watch how many people we have, you know, in a space. Could be a little bit more limited, but with the trading night, it's a larger area, so we'll be able to do more with that, I do believe.
Last year, the show was open Friday night, which was amazing, and then as soon as that closed, everybody was in the lobby, and that was wild.
That went on to what, 1-2 in the morning from what I heard?
I don't know how long the trading went on, but I do know that myself and several others were out until sunrise.
Last year's trading floor, I hit it when it first opened, spent a handful of cash. I was like, I got to get out of here. I got to save some money for tomorrow, because I went hard in preview night last year. Like, I spent most of my money in preview night. I stepped out for a little bit, and when I came back, it was like round two of the trading zone. Like, it was like legit walking into a different building. It was like almost a whole new setup, and I did exactly what I was trying not to do, and I spent another grip of cash. But that was by far one of my favorite events from last year, and I cannot wait. I'm actually like going to participate this year in terms of bringing stuff to trade and sell. I'm going to bring like a huge bin of modern stuff.
I'm mulling, because we're going to do a Friday night, but then, you know, with Saturday night, with gaming night, it's kind of hard to do that in such a small spot with all the people that will be in the hotel. I'm almost wondering about doing a second trading night on Saturday night, just to have something to do, along with room trading, you know?
We talked about this at Kentuckiana, which just was a couple weeks ago. The lobby swap was great, but I didn't see much room swapping because maybe it's COVID. I don't know that a lot of people wanted strangers sitting on their bed.
That's true, too.
At a lobby swap, I'm wearing a mask.
Yeah.
I can wear gloves. I have sanitizer. I think some of us are going to be up till 3 or 4 in the morning, one way or the other.
I can tell you, however many trading nights get organized, I will be there. I'm going to set aside a second envelope of money exclusively for the lobby, and then I'll have the show money.
Ed, this is where Joel and I differ greatly. Joel does all of his buying in the first 30 minutes of the show, and then he wanders around and looks at the show for 2 days. I wander around and look for 2 days, and I spend all my money in the last 30 minutes of the show.
There's two different ways to approach that. On Jason's point of view, you probably get some great deals at the end of the show.
But I miss out on all the wild finds at the beginning of the show.
All the unique stuff that Joel will find.
Correct.
Because that great stuff won't be there by the end.
That's right.
Last year was crazy watching stuff just like, if you looked at it and turned your head and looked back, it was gone. I've talked about this before, but I'll just throw it out. Joe Fest is very special to me because I didn't go to any Joe Cons, and I missed the first one. And the second one was my first big Joe-centric event. Like, I had these crazy ideas of what I was going to find, and I pretty much found everything I thought I could ever be looking for last year. But it, like, walking into preview night last year on that Friday was something I'll never forget in my life, because I, like, within, and I'm not even exaggerating, within 8 minutes, I already had to decide, like, well, I can't get all the big ticket items I wanted. I know how much money I have to spend. I've seen five bigger ticket items. I had to pull out my phone and start checking eBay. Well, okay, well, this is kind of close to eBay prices, so I can hold off on this. But these two items over here are significantly cheaper, even though they're still big ticket. It was just so overwhelming and so amazing, because I've never seen that much G.I. Joe product in one location ever. And I probably won't see it again until September when I roll in. It's just concentrated Joe goods. We got a lot of heart in our community, but we don't have a lot of retail.
No, especially, you know, the 3 3/4 and now the modern, you know, that modern, a retro line now. I mean, who would ever thunk that that's retro already? Are we that old?
So speaking of COVID and everything else, you know, in terms of room trades and lobby swaps and floor layout and everything else, it's also impacted the guest list. I thought I had heard that Ron Rudat, Kirk Bazigian, and Larry Hama had bowed out of all 2020 travel and were not going to be making any appearances this year. And that would include Joe Fest.
Yeah, they're not coming this year. But Ron and Larry have signed up already for next June.
That's awesome. I'm excited to hear that. Both of those guys are great to see. I hope Kirk jumps on board, but who else is coming? Not who else has canceled, But who else is coming? Who can we expect to see at this show?
We have Brian Cummings, just Dr. Mindbender. He's coming in. Lady J, she's coming. Sergeant Slaughter is going to be there. Those are the celebrity there. Then we have Robert Atkins, Brian Shearer, Tom Feaster, artists coming.
Awesome artists, by the way.
Yeah. We have some up-and-coming artists. We have Jason Mark Sobel coming.
We're going to be flush with guests.
Yes. On the other side, that, you know, because Joe Fez does have a portion of a Comic-Con feel to it, we went with an actress from Supergirl and Stranger Things, and her name is Cara Bono. She's still coming. She's excited about coming. So,
even though neither of those are G.I. Joe, Stranger Things is still one hugely popular, very much in our zeitgeist, and it's an homage to the 80s, which basically is all we're doing with G.I. Joe.
Joe guys still watch TV.
Absolutely. With Chicken Fried and Marauders and Action Force, plus, you know, we got some voice talent and we also have some artists. We also have the finest that are going to be there.
We have the Ant Warriors of the Kingdom, Jason Bienvenu. He's coming.
Nice. That's a nice guy. Are we going to see some pretty cool panels then as well?
Yes. That's my goal, actually, this week here is to publish the panel schedule. The reason why it took so long is that we had so many requests for panels that we had to acquire another room for so we could have two sets of panels going on during the day.
You're also going to have a couple moderators then, too.
Yes. We got James Cavanaugh coming to do the Cara Bono panel. And yeah, definitely need help.
All right. I've got like only three or four more, Ed, and then we can either BS until we pass out or we can call it a night. So with everything that we've all talked about, you've mentioned that there's going to be a ton of vendors. The vendor space is huge. With COVID, I assume that you've had some vendors or some guests drop out. Do you have empty vendor slots or do you have waiting list of people ready to jump in if somebody does bow out?
I do have a waiting list. We had a few vendors cancel, mainly due to travel restrictions. They were filled within an hour. The demand is there.
So that's super positive for anybody who's worried about not being enough stuff to justify the weekend. You know, we still have to worry about not enough people to justify the weekend, but after Kentuckiana, I have less concern than I did before it because it went off without a hitch. People wore their masks. People wore gloves. Vendors had sanitizer at their stations. And so I'm assuming we can expect sort of the same things from Joe Fest, right?
Yeah, we actually purchase masks to give out at the door if you don't have one. We've bought an insane amount of hand sanitizer to supplement what the hotel has and in the convention center. We're going to set up sanitation stations. You know, like I said, everything social distance, one-way aisles.
So essentially, regardless of your political affiliation, regardless of whether you believe COVID is going to kill us all or doesn't exist, we haven't had shows this year. Wearing a mask, sanitizing, putting a little distance between each other is how we get to have a show. Whether you like it or not, if you want to participate in a show this year, not be stuck at home, and you want other shows to happen, we wear a mask like adults. We sanitize like adults. We wash our hands like adults. I know that seems insane to have to like lay out, but we lay it out because we want people to show up at Joe Fest. I want to be at Joe Fest. Expecting this year to be a success, and I do personally, what do you hope for Joe Fest as it grows in age, maturity, and size? What is your 5 to 10 year look?
It's kind of the same business model where I'm at right now, I believe. I think people are recognizing it as the spot to gather each summer, have a few celebrities and a huge selection of Joes. You'll see the difference from last year to this year. It's going to be quite noticeable. The venue space, the amount of vendors, the amount of choices you're going to have. So it's quite exciting to see where it's come in 3 years. It's went from one room to a small convention center to a full-blown convention center in 3 years. So we have celebrities wanting in, as compared to first year, it was hard to get a celebrity to say yes. So
that's fantastic. I am insanely excited to make the drive with Destro's Toy Den and my buddy Brock. I'm excited to grab a couple people from the airport. I'm excited to see who shows up at your show. I'm excited for, you know, the artists that will be there, the writers that will be there, the celebrity guests. I'm excited to see the finest walking around, you know, cosplaying as all of our favorite characters and villains. I'm excited to see all of the independent toy makers, whether they're doing Westerns, Animals, 6-inch, O-rings. I'm just excited to see them. Excited to see the customizers, the photography contest, the vendors, all of my friends, all of my Joe family, and you, Ed.
We're all desperate for these things to happen again. Everything being canceled for the past 6 months has been awful. I need a break from real world. I assume everybody else needs a break from real world. Let's keep it positive and let's have fun.
Just remember, this isn't Ed's rules. This is the state's rules.
None of us want to do this. None of us.
Correct. All right, I'm going to close this out, Ed. I think all three of us are pretty much at the end of our rope. Thanks again to Ed for joining us. Thanks again to you for listening. I hope to see you at Joe Fest. If you see Joel or I, shout at us. Maybe we can shop around or make some trades. Be safe out there. See you in a few weeks. If you want to email us, it's orderofbattlepod@gmail.com. Our Twitter is orderofbattlepd. Instagram is orderofbattlepod. You can find Ed at Joe Fest or at Augusta Toy and Comic Show or at Joe Fest by Googling it. You can also find him on Facebook in the virtual Joe Fest group or the G.I. Joe Rec Room. This has been the Order of Battle.